And as you heard from our national partners, a major snowstorm up and down the East Coast. The Philadelphia region is digging out from up to 2 feet of snow in some places. WHYY Sophia Schmidt reports the storm broke some daily records, but the region has seen bigger snowstorms in the past.
People have reported over 25 inches of snow in parts of New Jersey's Middlesex, Monmouth, and Ocean counties. But the National Weather Service only tracks long-term records at a handful of stations in the region, and these ones have seen smaller totals. Wilmington, Trenton, Atlantic City, and Philadelphia have all broken daily records for Sunday or Monday. But with totals ranging from 8 to 17 inches, meteorologist Eric Hoflick says these cities are not topping records for a snowstorm overall.
Records for all those sites for storms are in the 20s, so we have a ways to go, and we're probably not going to get there.
The snowfall is expected to wrap up by late this afternoon. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
According to the National Weather Service, 14 inches fell at Philadelphia International Airport. Mount Holly, New Jersey got over 20 inches. New Jersey and the rest of the region are now dealing with power outages as a result of this storm. Governor Mikey Sherrill told WABC-TV in New York that prior to the snow coming down, about 5,000 utility workers were dispatched across the state.
They got to work right away and really horrible conditions, and now we still have quite a few people without power with this heavy snow and the trees falling on the wires.
Sherrill says power will be restored to most of those in the dark within the next 24 to 48 hours. Officials are urging residents without power to call their provider immediately. As far as the evening commute goes, it's going to be spotty on public transit. SEPTA says Metro service is operating with delays or modifications. Bus and regional rail services are in the process of being restored line by line. You can check the status of your line at septa.org/alerts.